Hello, my name is Faith. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is Miguel Gomez?
That's me.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, local offices in June 2024? Almost certain, probably, or 50-50 chance?
Let me answer it this way. I'm going to turn 73 soon, and the day I turned 18, I never ever miss a vote. I vote for dog, cat, catch.
And what is your race?
No, I don't have a race because my father's white, my mother is olive complexion, I come from a Puerto Rican background, and we're the most mixed people in the world.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
I am from the second largest city in Puerto Rico. Do you know which one that is?
No, sir. Well, thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
It's called the Bronx.
What language do you...
Some people laugh when I say that. It's a joke, okay? I'm a...
Go ahead and continue, sir. What language do you primarily speak?
Okay, I don't know. We can't talk at the same time. Go ahead.
Yes. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Almost. Always Spanish, more Spanish than English. Always. Okay. Thank you.
Well, not always. There are times where we speak in this household like most typical Latino-born Americans that you speak Spanglish. And then there are times when abuela comes that you speak only Spanish. But otherwise, I think in English, if that answers your question.
In what year were you born?
1951.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to write your feelings towards some people. Use an A scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number between 0 to 100. The higher number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Bob Menendez.
I would say, if you say from 0 to 100, about 50, 60, I knew he was a crook all the years because he was mayor of my city. I know exactly who he is. However, all politicians, and when he got there, he did some progressive things, so I gave him a pass. This time, I don't care what happens to him for being stupid and taking all that money. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sir, I just need a, I need a number, 50 or 60?
55, I'd say, okay.
Okay, what about Phil Murphy? What number?
I give him a pass, too, maybe about 70, 75%. Yes.
Okay.
In fact, closer to 75 to 80. Considering the politicians across the country, whether it be in the Fed or state or local government, Murphy's is doing a good job, all things considered. But I know that, you know, he's part of the establishment.
Okay, please. Andy Kim, what number?
Well, I have not followed the congressman's career. But I know he's a progressive, so I'll take a guesstimate and say 70%, okay?
What about Tommy Martin?
These days, anybody that's not a Republican, you know, you got to give them some credit because it's incredible how what you think, thinking people will do stupid things on behalf of some idiot. Go ahead.
Okay. Tommy Murphy, please.
Okay, I'm conflicted. I know it smells of nepotism, but she's smart, you know, and I followed her career, and she's done a lot for black women, and she just is helping the education department with introducing study about the environment. That's never been done. And if we don't do that, this is not the country. The planet is doomed. I'm not going to be here, but I know it's a fact. You don't fight science. Tammy Murphy has I don't know. I would say, 70. Okay?
Okay. What about Ravi Bala?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, Ravi Bala.
From Hoboken, Mayor Ravi?
It only says Ravi Bala.
Yeah, that's the mayor of Hoboken. He's a Sikh. You know, again, I'll give him a 60-70. I know something of him. You know, again, you're talking to a guy who is a political science student. And I'm not running for anything, but I watch all these things. And I'm also an American patriot. And when I see people that, you know, even if you don't have to agree with me, but when you see somebody that's doing things that are really unconstitutional and immoral and stupid and ridiculous, and you support that, I'm sorry. You know, my mother would say you can't hide the sky with your hand. Anyway. That's my opinion. So, but yeah. So far, you have any more you want me to rate?
Ravi Bala, what number? I just need an exact number.
I thought I told you about 60 or 70. You know, I'll give them a pass.
You mentioned two numbers. I need one, please.
65.
Okay. What about Stephen Fallop? What number?
40.
What about Rob Menendez? I need a number.
Well, I was at a place where he and I were talking, and he's a really nice guy. But again, unproven. I voted for him because my party leader here, Brian Stack, said this is the guy you got to vote for. And you know, this guy keeps my city clean. You know, politics is about what they call retail politics. He keeps the lights on. He makes sure we got cops. You know the services that we need in Hudson County.
Sorry,
Union City is one.
Sorry to interrupt, but I need to move on with other surveys. So I need to just to get a number. I need a number, please.
Remind me of who were we talking about last. Yeah, the congressman.
Rob Menendez.
Yes, the congressman, Menendez. 60.
Okay, and the last one is Joe Biden. A number, please.
90%.
Thank you. Now, when you hear the name Ralph Menendez.
So before you go on, I want you to know that 90% is because what he's accomplished, not because I think he's the nicest guy in the world. Because I remember how he was in the 70s, the 80s, but this time around, he's done what we needed, considering what the world looks like, what the House of Representatives looks like. You can't get any shit done with those Republicans in Congress. But anyway, I regret.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
When I think of who?
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first?
Are you talking about the senator's son, Rob Menendez? Is it a congressman? Then I know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Rob, R-O-B, Rob Menendez.
Okay, if you're talking about politics, if you're talking about Hudson County, it's got to be the congressman. You know, and I think that whoever's framing your questionnaire should at least identify the people that they're questioning clearly. You know, his name is congressman. And what do I think about him? I think he's a rich kid. You know, like all sons and daughters of politicians, including Liz Cheney, you know, and somebody who I would always disagree with. Now I say at least he's patriotic. You know, that's what I give first priority. Somebody who knows how to be a decent American, a decent human being. Anyway, Rob Menendez, I met him. He's a nice guy. You know, he's the son of a United States senator who's also corrupt like the rest of the body, but all things considered, he did better for the things that I believe in than the next guy. So every time I go into a voting booth, I have to close my nose and vote for the least pinky.
We do disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of a caucus?
He hasn't had any time. He just got elected. He's been, he got elected in November, you know, and he didn't take his seat or even find his assignment until February or March, you know, and we're not even in February yet. So, you know, we can't judge this young. He's what they call a journeyman. He's not even a seat.
I am so sorry to interrupt, but I just need you to tell me if you disagree or approve, disapprove or approve. That's it, please. Disapprove or approve.
What was my opinion?
Menendez is doing.
Not doing anything. You can't force me into an answer. He's not doing anything. He just got elected. It was still in January. He just took his position. You know, so how can I approve or disapprove? I know what he promised. And what he promised was to be a Democrat. And, you know, and Democrats, you know, they're on the left and they're on the right, like they are in every political party in the world. I'm in the center. So I don't know.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Of what?
I just told you, sir. I just need an answer. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Rolf Menendez is doing as the member of Congress?
I'll give you an answer. I don't have an answer because I don't know. He hasn't been in Congress long enough. I think he's been in Congress a few weeks.
Okay. If the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tommy Murphy, Andy Kim, Patricia Campos, and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Well, I certainly wouldn't vote for Bob Menendez. We need new blood, and I haven't made that decision yet because the First Lady has not yet proven her chops, and I know we got a congressman in the South, but you mentioned somebody else and who I've been listening to. What was that third person you mentioned beside Senator Menendez?
Tommy Murphy, Andy Kim, Patricia Campos.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think I would back up Ms. Campo yet, but I'm not yet sure, you know, because I'm not an authority. I haven't looked her up thoroughly to find out if, A, is she good for my family and the people that are around me and I love, and then my city, my state, and, of course, my country. That's how I vote.
If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Robbie Vola, Rolf Menendez, and Kylie JC, for whom would you vote?
It's a great question, love. I'm not sure. It probably might be Bobby, you know. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure.
Well, okay, thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about Senator Bob Menendez? Did you hear a lot, some, a lot, but not too much?
No, you know, people are not talking about that. People in my circle, yeah, because, you know, we're smart people. I'm not showing off. We'd like to know who's taking my money. Every week you pay taxes. I want to know who's taking that money and what you're doing with it. I'm certainly not going to give it to you to invest it in some, a billionaire class, you know. You're going to spread that money around to the people who need it and deserve it, you know. And I'm not talking about cheats and their cheats everywhere. I remember the 80s, everybody talked about those welfare moms. But you never had a problem with all the cheating CEOs, you know, and all the corrupt corporations. It's such a horrible story. But that's all over the world. I'm not picking on the USA. It's the same thing in the Politburo in Russia. It's the same thing in the Knesset in Israel. It's the same thing in the House of Commons in Britain. Wherever you go, it's the same thing, except that we used to have it a little better. But these days, it's scary.
Okay, sir, I am so sorry. I know you want to give me all the – but I have other surveys.
I understand. But listen, guys, if there's Big Brother or Big Sister listening to, this young woman has been very patient with me, and I'm very opinionated. But my opinions are really valid. And with that, I leave you my love. I wish you good health and the best of the new year to you and your family.
Okay, thank you. How closely would you say that you are following – how closely would you say that you are following the recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements about Congressman Ralph Menendez. Congressman Ralph Menendez is only in Congress because he's a Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that, yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
No, somewhat. You know, Kane, who is Kane? Another son of a Republican. So, you know, whoever you pick. You know, that's not new in international or domestic politics. It's called nepotism. Next question.
In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Senator Ron Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Ralph Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. The son should not pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Ralph Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
I would agree if he had a record, but my love, he doesn't have a record. He just got into Congress 5 minutes ago. You know, we got to see where he's going to go. But in the meantime, it does look funny. You're the son of a powerful guy, and the powerful guy is in deep caca. So I don't know what to opine and what my opinion is. Put whatever you want there, because I really don't care at this point. Not with these people, you know. I say to myself, you had my support, Senator Menendez, but you went and got too greedy. You almost got away with it the last time, and then you do it again, idiot. I want a fair trial for you, but if they find you guilty, you know, you make your bed, you got to sleep in it.
Okay. There is no way Congressman Ralph Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Nah, I don't believe this.
Agree or disagree?
I disagree. If you're asking me that his son was part of all that, I disagree 100%. You know,
Congressman Ralph Menendez,
where some bodies are buried. You know, I know a lot of the shit of everything around me. But, you know, but I'm not necessarily a part of things that I think that are wrong, and that could be the very same situation the congressman finds himself. And it's pop, you know, it's your father, you know, who, you know, that's the way you are. So, yeah, I don't believe it has anything to do with it. I say it's good, because you see his face, he looks like he's 20 years old.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of anything wrongdoing because he has not done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issue in any way. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I've not heard any prosecutor or any court or any grand jury bringing him in even for questioning. So, you know, that's when I see a red flag, then I might answer differently. But I don't think – and, you know, then again, I haven't been on top of the news in the last couple of 3 weeks. I've been busy doing something. And once a week, I'll read the newspaper or New Jersey News. Go ahead, love.
I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Ralph Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corrupt scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they're only in public office to enrich themselves. And supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say that he has not been accused.
Like a
dictation.
I'm
reading the supporters. Supporters of Congressman Ralph Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has not done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative of our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his country in office, has been a leader in standing up to the right when extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations to ban books, to ban abortion, and bring back Donald Trump. And please say, sir, in order to record your answer, I need you to go straight up to the answer. Critics or supporters, which one comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
Neither one. It's first part sounded like an editorial from, in fact, a prosecutorial argument from the Fed, which is probably right, but that sounded like a conviction when they brought in the thing with the European connections and his wife, which you didn't mention, but that's where the connection is. And is the young man a part of all that? I don't think so. You know, I really don't think so. And if all that's going to be all litigated in court, we'll find out. In the meantime, like I said to you earlier, everyone is innocent until they're proven guilty. He'll get a fair day in court like everybody else, and if they find him guilty, if they nail him to the cross, I don't give a shit. You know, simply. I hate to sound crude, but, like I said earlier to you, you make your bed, you sleep in it. I don't know. It is a confusing time, and I don't know if I'm helpful with your questionnaire. At one point, it didn't sound like a questionnaire, and we focused exclusively on the Menendez. So I don't know who is actually making this argument or asking to get a certain answer. It didn't sound to me as it was really objective, but that's my opinion. I may be wrong. Again, I said to you earlier, I gave you my opinion. These are the congressman. It's a young guy. He's the son of the father. Yes, his father had a lot of influence. That's a fact. It's so clear. You know, that's a quintessential nepotism. I got it.
Again, please, I still have a lot to go with you with this survey. Would you like to continue? But I need straight up answers.
You know what? I got another 5 minutes because I really want to find out. You're giving me a little bit of a political insight into the meanderings of all the politicians. Continue. What's your next question?
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements about critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in the office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowlich, along with our labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. First one or second?
Second with an addendum, because I'm going to say to you, yes, all those things, including the mayor of Newark, Barack, and all the other dignitaries that you mentioned, they all supported him. Why? Because Papasan, the big boss, Menendez, says, I want my son. And that's how politics works. When Trump got in, he made his son-in-law. He gave him four different offices that he was unprepared for. Finally, to make a long story short, it culminated in him getting a $1 billion donation into his fund by the Saudi Arabians. No. You know, let's keep it real. You know, this is part of the system. Let's not. I'm not shocked by it. So I need to clarify that. So when you, so for your own edification, never mind your questionnaire. That when you leave, you say, you know, the guy's right. You know, we're picking on this guy, but they all do the same thing. Now, I don't know what's going to be. I don't know if he could sever ties. It looks we could. That's why I probably won't vote for him. You know, I don't know. You know why? Because even if he's innocent of everything, he's not associated with anything that Pop did. He's got to be loyal to that. You know, this is life. This is a how can I call it, a life value, what I call an international morality. You don't throw your family under the bus. I got that. So, therefore, I understand why you could, you know, but then again, he's got all those people saying all these good things about him being friendly with the environment. You know, I voted for him. But he hasn't done anything yet. You know, ask me that question next year, and I'm the first one to say, get the fucker out now. But because of what's going on with his dad, you know, and all the other corrupt politicians that are getting caught with their hands in the kitty, you know, I'm saying, well, yeah, let's get some new help. But I don't know who's the new, you know, we still got the guy from Hoboken. He's part of the same corrupt machine. So it's like musical chairs. But once in a while, you get a candidate. In my case, people always talk about my immediate mayor, who happens to be also a state senator, who also happens to be a power broker in the state of New Jersey, Mayor Brian Stack. You know, I know all the corruption that I hear of it. I can't prove it. But I know that I live in a city. Taxes are too high, and I'm arguing with him because of the gentrification that's going on, and working class people will no longer be able to live here. But in the meantime, streets are clean. Okay, when you call him, he says, I'll do what I can. You know, like, unlike Philip, you know, you say, do you know anything about Hudson County when you're driving on Palisade Avenue? It's a major thoroughfare. It takes you through three different, Palisade Avenue will take you up to Fort Lee, you know, but when you pass in Union City, no bumps. You know, no potholes. But then you go to Jersey City, but then you go downtown where all the development is, all the streets are nicely paved. In other words, Philip is for the rich. So I don't know, you know, what's, anyway, let me be quiet. I'm done. Do you have more questions, or are you already tired of me, or did I make sense and now you say, oh, shit, I really don't want to hear all this because he's right.
Okay, sir, I just have to read the script. I cannot give you any opinions, but still, I have to. We're not done.
What questions
I don't
are
know
there?
If you want to continue or not. We're not done.
No, I heard you, love. Last question. Last statement from me. How many more questions do you have on your script there?
We still have like 5 more minutes, but only
no.
If we go straight to the answer.
I'm done, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to take your time, but, you know, if this is recorded, your bosses will hear is that I'm the one that took up the time, and I gave you my opinion, and I don't think this, I'm going to be able to sit through 5 different questions that are not yes and no questions. You know, some things are not black and white. In fact, most things in the world are not black and white, they're gray. So that said, I'll tell you like I said earlier, and you gave me the option at one point. You said, well, of course, I've always had the option, but you were polite and kind enough to say to me, you know, if you don't want to continue, I understand. So I will say to you again, thank you. I wish you good luck. Please stay engaged. But know that there's a lot of machines that happen throughout the world. I study politics. But you still have to stay engaged. If a guy's not 100%, it's okay. He's not 100%. I'm not 100%.
Okay. Thank you for your time, sir.
You have a good night.
Okay.